Left hooks, uppercuts, and hot chick twins. All at Guys Fight Night Out. Tomorrow from 3 till 10 at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by Diamonds by Drake and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. We are live from Champs in Addison today. On Beltline Road, it is Cinco de Mayo, a very big day for all of us, particularly the Mexican. Oh, because it's a Mexican. Well, it is.
Sounds funny. Particularly
what?
Mexican.
I said particularly the Mexican. That's all I said. It is.
It was just funny the way you said that.
To grow up.
Well, I didn't say it funny.
Yes, you did. You said it. I mean, you didn't say it derogatory.
No.
I didn't mean
that. I didn't.
It was just funny the way that came out of your mouth.
I'm saluting them today. This is a big day for them. I recognize.
Are you saluting?
Yes, I am.
Do you think that the Mexican gives a rat's ass that they defeated the French on this day?
They didn't.
No, the Mexicans.
It's the Alamo.
Half the Mexicans you ask, they don't know what this is about. Every one of them say, oh, it's our independence. No, that's September 16th.
Gordon went to Sunset High today. You think they knew over there?
He went to Sunset High?
Yeah. He was at Sunset High today.
I would be willing to bet that maybe none of them knew what it was.
Did any of them know?
No, none of them did. Not a one.
Were there a lot of Mexicans there?
Yeah.
Where is Sunset High?
It's in Oak Cliff, out on Jefferson. It's probably 95% Hispanic.
Really?
Why did he go that far when he could have just gone to North Dallas right down the street from the station?
You're asking me to get inside the mind of Gordon.
Well, according to one of the students, he said it was 90% Hispanic, 5% black, and 10% white.
Right. Yeah, 95% Hispanic, 5% or 90% Hispanic, 5% black, and 10% white.
Well, then there's 105%.
It's a good thing. They're teaching some good math over there at Sunset High.
Yeah,
aren't they?
This guy's favorite class was algebra.
Algebra.
A big Mexican mother.
Whoa, hey, whoa, Norm.
God, stop it.
Well, who was you referring to there?
I don't know, but who was editing that?
I think it was a breakdown of the draft that Anthony Munoz was in.
Oh.
Well, now it's time for us all to stop down for a little bit of
entertaining news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, the final game of the Rangers series with Tampa Bay. Also, tonight at the Smirnoff, and Grego, how are you missing this? Sticks and Peter Frampton.
I didn't know it. That's why I'm missing it. I'd love to see Peter Frampton.
Well, Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for it over at the Smirnoff tonight. Also, Byron Nelson and Colonial. However you need to get hooked up there, VIP passes, whatever you need, Texas Tickets got all that, too. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
I would love to go see Peter Frampton tonight.
Go, well, man.
214-696-8001.
What time's that start? I'm serious. I'd like to go.
Well, go.
I mean, this is one of the few nights where it's real nice weather.
Well, it'll start after we're done. You need to go and tell us about it tomorrow.
I may go.
But you need to see the little stick men, too. You need to hang around for them.
No, I'm not interested in sticks, but I'd love to see Peter Frampton. I love Peter Frampton.
So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who's got a very big night of his own ahead of him tonight. And here he is with news on the Black Widow. Here is Cobra.
You know, if I had a limousine, I might go to that tonight. But I don't have a limousine.
I could provide you with a limousine like that. There are three films that are opening here very soon. Two this weekend.
Run them by us, and I'll tell you if I'm interested or not.
All right. Van Helsing.
Not interested.
They're on tour.
It's Van Halen.
Mm. And you knew that.
I did not.
Have you seen the ads for this Van Helsing?
Yeah, I'm so not interested in movies.
No, they're
like
the
that.
Shirt makers, right?
That's Van Heusen. Mm.
You knew that, too. You're being dumb.
This is the Hugh Jackman vehicle in which he plays said Van Helsing, and he fights off all these demonic creatures.
You couldn't detect my interest with the Hubble telescope.
Danny?
Yeah.
No.
Rhines?
I doubt it very seriously.
The film cost somewhere around $175 million to make.
It'll make it back, too.
I don't know about that, man. Van Helsing? Who goes to see that?
What is it? Is it a cartoon or a comic book character?
It's one of those. Everything's computer generated.
No, isn't Van Helsing the one who took down Dracula or the werewolf or something like that in both of them?
What? You know what crowd they're going for? Wasn't Hugh Jackman the Wolfman, Wolverine, yeah, and the X-Men?
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet they're going for that same crowd, the same Matrix, X-Men, cartoon guy crowd.
Maybe so. A lot of people go see it on the first few weekends, and if it sucks, then they're done. They'll make $75 million, and it's over with. Troy.
I'm interested in that.
Are you?
Yes.
Where's are you?
Money?
What is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
I don't know what it is. It's back in the Roman
time.
The story of Troy Aikman?
Yeah, starring Brad Pitt.
Or Cowboy Troy?
Troy? It's the story of the Iliad, isn't it? Isn't that Homer's story?
I don't think that's what this is about, though, is it?
This is about the Trojan horse.
Well, yeah. No, it's about the war, not the whole Trojan horse gag they pulled.
Well, that's in it.
That's in it, but that's not what it's about.
Well, essentially, you know,
it's about all the events leading up to that. That's a very small part of that war.
It's about Achilles and Helen of Troy and all those people.
I doubt it.
I think that was a different time.
I doubt I'm interested in that.
It is? What are you talking about? Achilles?
That's part of it, but I don't think Helen, I don't think that's a part of it. I think that was a different time.
I think
that's a different generation.
Anyway, it's the Brad Pitt, Orlando Bloom, Eric Bana movie, and directed by Wolfgang Peterson.
Eric Bono? That's his first name?
Eric Bana, the guy who played the Incredible Hulk. Now he's playing...
Troy.
I love movies
Troy.
Back in that time period.
Well, they say that it's they're trying to capture on the whole gladiator thing, but...
See, I like that. You didn't like the gladiator? You didn't
love gladiator.
I kind of like movies
love
like
me some gladiator
like all the
films.
Old movies like Ben-Hur and...
Yeah? Yeah?
Vacation?
No, not Vacation. I was thinking more of the Ten Commandments.
Is this supposed to be good?
I've read one review, and they say it's so-so.
Mm-hmm.
Has Wolanski seen it yet? Of course,
he'll absolutely trash it. It's terrible.
Wonder if Indie Film Guy is going to go see that.
Oh, no.
No?
He's not here, but if he was, he's not there. I'd ask him.
How about Spider-Man Part 2?
In.
I'm here.
Well, I thought you walked in the door.
Ignore him.
We're running down movies. Do you have any interest in Troy?
Well, I heard what you were saying about them. No. No, I don't.
Don't cuss.
He's not allowed to cuss. He knows that.
Okay.
Well, what about Van Helsing?
No.
Why not?
Because
why?
I'm not going to go see that.
That what?
That movie?
You can say doo-doo.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
What about Spider-Man 2?
Boy, you just lost any amount of usefulness that you ever had. When you
he's
were
not allowed to cuss.
What about Spider-Man 2?
Yeah,
how
about Spider-Man 2 Electric Boogaloo?
No.
Why not?
Because
why?
I'm not going to see that.
See what?
Spider-Man 2 Electric Boogaloo.
I don't think it's actually
I'm
called
going
Spider-Man.
To the Angelica to see something.
See, right. You're not funny anymore.
Can I go with you?
I'd love for you to go with me, Cobra.
Rogue.
Let's say we go see a film sometime. Would you like that?
Sure. Can we drink some coffee?
Well, you're
sure.
Morphing into Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Coffee?
I'd go see a film together. Today.
Cora.
There will be a film that is going to come
with me. And by the way, more on Spider-Man.
Yeah, we're done with you.
By the way, more on Spider-Man 2 coming up.
Ooh, a Grego review?
No, just hold that thought. They're doing something with Spider-Man 2 that... I might have a problem with. Maybe I don't.
Okay. The new Michael Moore film. Michael Moore, of course, the guy who did Bowling for Columbine, which is a great film. And
Roger and Me. Full of flaws, but good movie.
Have you heard about his newest one? Fahrenheit 9/11.
Uh-oh.
In which... he criticizes President Bush's handling of September 11th and connects the Bush family with Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Well, okay. The Walt Disney Company is blocking its Miramax Films division from distributing the film, where it will be screened at Cannes, at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, sure.
You already left.
I'm back.
And you have nothing.
Here's, I do. Here's the controversy in this film.
Intelligent commentary on film.
Fahrenheit 9-1-1 describes decades-old financial links between the Bush family and prominent Saudi families. The film says the government helped members of bin Laden's family leave the U.S. after the terrorist attacks of September 11.
That probably happened.
Well, according to Miramax...
It probably happened because there is no question that there's connection between the royal family and bin Laden and the bin Laden family. And I'll bet after that's over with, I'll bet the government did help a lot of those people get out of here.
Donald Royal?
What? Yeah, the Donald Royal family. No, I'm talking about the Saudi royal family.
Oh. Well, it's a sports show. I'm always thinking sports.
That's good.
Moore attributes Disney's decision to block it. They say they're doing that because it'll endanger tax breaks that Disney receives from Florida, where Bush's brother Jeb is governor, ironically enough.
I don't doubt that at all. Do you? I just wonder if this theory can be proven.
It's interesting. Now, I'm going to say that it can be proven.
That theory cannot be proven?
No, Grego says no, so we'll move on.
That sounds like a very definitive word, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to know how to become a billionaire, you can read Donald Trump's newest book, Think Like a Billionaire.
Woo-hoo!
Of course, you've already read his first book, How to Get Rich.
What about The Art of the Deal?
Is that another book of his?
That was his first book.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, first book for 2004, How to Get Rich. So now he's capitalizing on The Apprentice fame. And he has written Think Like a Billionaire. He says, this is the first time I've written at length about being a billionaire. And I hope it will help more readers become billionaires. I welcome the company. What a pompous ass he is.
God. I love what Cuban said about him.
I do too.
That was so great.
I mean, what a turd that guy is. I can't tell you how much I hate
him. Why is that pompous? He's trying to help people out.
Oh, yeah. Just read my book and become a billionaire. So Joe Dirt, hanging out here on Beltline, can just go pick up the book, read it, and become a billionaire within a couple years.
It can happen.
No, it can't. No, it cannot.
That'd be great to be a billionaire. Wouldn't you like to be a billionaire?
No, Greg, I wouldn't. That'd be awful. Quentin Tarantino is supposedly...
Why would you answer that question like that?
Well, what
That's
do you think?
That's a legitimate question.
Do I want to be...
And you got
to
put me down.
Do I want to be a billionaire?
By giving me a smart-ass answer.
Yes, I want to be a billionaire.
So why couldn't you say that to begin with?
Quentin Tarantino threw his name in the hat to direct the next 007 picture.
Woo-hoo!
That's what he wants to be his next film. And,
great.
Of course, he wants to cast Uma Thurman as his next Bond girl. He wants to remake the original Ian Fleming story, Casino Royale.
Is Samuel Jackson going to play James Bond?
No, he wants to keep Pierce Brosnan for one more show.
He was on The View a couple days ago.
Oh, God.
Quentin?
No, Pierce Brosnan.
How was that? How'd they treat him?
Was he hot?
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Did Joy Behar make him laugh?
Yeah, he was on there with Julianne Moore.
Did Star Jones fart on him?
I don't know. I don't know if she's... Well, I mean, I know she's never become flatulent. She can't. Mm-hmm. She might be able to, Ron. She is one big, fat lady.
Are they more susceptible to having gaseous problems?
Who?
The big, fat ladies? Like, are their gas bubbles so powerful... Because their stomach is so expanded.
If women could...
Hang on, let's go to Dr. Reiner now for...
If women could do that, which they can't, the big fat ones would be more likely. How do you explain Gribble's one?
Yeah.
I mean, she admitted that she was about to. See, I think she was just leading him down the wrong path.
She just said she was about to. She never said she did.
How do you explain the Jenny McCarthy? Remember that?
Yes.
You read when she was pregnant?
How she farted all the time when she was pregnant. Or
she's well known for shock, though.
Or Adriana on The Sopranos. And
well, what about her?
Her gas buildup and her...
her runny...
I think we remember Christopher's
watery.
Line of... speaking of diarrhea.
Don't say that word.
That is... it's just a word.
Yeah, we know about
it's
you.
It's on a Pepto-Bismol bottle.
We know about you and words you can say that you're just absolutely sure you can say.
Who?
Corby.
Oh, yeah.
Snake.
Huh. Well, anyway, Star Jones farts in conclusion.
What does that have to do with Bond?
I don't know. Mike Saar on The View. Do you guys believe the rumors about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt?
No!
That they, on their latest film, have been hooking up? That's been in the Inquirer.
If he wants it, they did.
If he wants it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If he wants it.
Let me ask you this. Is she so good looking that she could turn him down? Maybe if she wants it, she could have it. Or if she doesn't, she doesn't want it. Or
well,
doesn't want
it. Probably
it
probably works both ways.
I think it works both ways. But if he wants it, I got to... I think he could get it.
And if she,
and if
wants,
she wants
it,
him, I think she could get him.
It just takes one of them to make a move.
Yeah.
How could you be married to a guy like Brad Pitt? Knowing that every woman in the world...
Well, none of us are gay, so it'd be pretty hard.
Well, you know what I'm saying, if you're a woman. Is that hard on Jennifer Aniston? Does she think about that, like when he just goes out in public thinking...
What about being married to her?
Can't be that great.
Well, she was on the cover of People this week as the most beautiful person in America.
No, they got it wrong again, just like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she's pretty hot.
Leave it to Screw Up Your Life magazine to get it wrong.
Yeah.
You don't think that she's good looking?
No, not really.
What's wrong with her?
Skinny.
You were so critical.
Of skinny.
You were more critical than me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you are. She's too skinny.
Yeah, she's skinny.
So you don't like skinny women? She's not weight. She has boobs.
No, she
nice
doesn't.
Boobs.
Yes, she does. She's got like C's, no, and they're real.
I don't believe that.
Gotta go.
Danny, we're not finished yet.
It's 4:32.
Oh. All right, Betsy.
My news. God.
Take care, Snake. All right. Coming up next, looks like the future of Jennifer Aniston's jugs here on the ticket.